Protests are rare here in China's Tibet region. But these migrant workers are angry. They came here to make money and haven't been able to. A COVID lockdown has stopped this city for the last 3 months. Lockdowns are being imposed all across the country. In Beijing, testing positive for coronavirus can lead to long quarantine, no pay, and isolation from friends and family.
Yes, I'm worried. Of course I'm worried. I have been affected by it. I've been quarantined twice this year. I'm basically afraid to go out and have dinner with friends because it may affect my work.
China has reported 1,000 new COVID-19 cases for the third day in a row. A small number by global standards, but it sent 28 cities into lockdown, impacting more than 200 million people.
We rent and share an apartment in Beijing, and sometimes it's nerve-wracking. Once there's a case somewhere, and then you become a close contact, you've got to be in quarantine. It's also quite expensive, so that's difficult too. I've been through two centralized quarantines.
Proof of a negative PCR test is required to enter most places, including public transport. Waiting in line for a test can take several hours and needs to be repeated every few days. But no one will be waiting in line at Universal Resort in Beijing. The theme park is the latest company to close after contact tracing showed a spread in cases over the weekend. The strict measures weigh heavily on those who live under them. I feel my worries have become a form of numbness now. I've come to accept it. Worries that won't end until everyone here tests negative. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.